cut them out with your hand, and we had a big heavy skillet that you could cook breakfast, your bread in there. And when the coals got so hot, you could bring the coals out on the hearth and set the skillet over there, and you cook your bread, your cornbread. The cornbread would be ready the time your peas got ready.
When you talk about a pone of cornbread,
a what?
A pone?
Yeah.
Is that the big piece?
No, you just take it and pat it out in the pat of your hand as you pat it out, just about like this, and it'd be a pone over like this. Mm-hmm. And when it got a brown on one side, you could take it wasn't a fork. It was some kind of a spoon. I don't remember what you call it. It would flip over. You could flip your cornbread over from one side to another. And a many time, you didn't have to go in the kitchen to cook. You had your cornbread, your peas, and your meat already cooked in, and your cornbread, and then you had butter and whatever else you was gonna have. You'd always have vegetables and stuff. And potatoes. A lot of times we'd roll our potatoes. Let's see, what did we use? It wasn't boiled because we didn't have nothing like that then. We would roll our potatoes in ashes and let them bake. Sweet potatoes and harsh potatoes too.
Have you ever heard people around here call sweet potatoes anything else?
Sweet potato. Yeah, spuds.
Have you ever heard them call yams?
Oh yeah. Yellow yams, white yams. Yeah. Yeah.
You mentioned the ashes, cooking them in ashes.
Yeah.
You know, inside the fireplace, after wood had burned for a long time, did you get this kind of black stuff forming on the inside?
It would be more like a slate gray. And you would take those ashes out, and some way you could make lye out of it, and then you could take that fluid and make your soap, lye soap.
That's pretty strong stuff, wasn't it?
Oh, yeah, sure.
Well, did people occasionally have to clean out their fireplace?
Oh, yeah, you'd clean it out about every 2 weeks in the winter. And of course, in the spring and summer, you'd clean it out and you wouldn't have a fire in there.
Was that a dangerous job?
Well, you didn't bother the chimney. I have seen my daddy go up on the ladder and clean out the chimney with a fishing pole. He'd do that to get the soot down and the birds. A lot of times when you wouldn't be using your chimney, the birds would build their nest in there. And he'd go out there and take a fishing pole, and all that soot would fall everywhere. That stuff from the chimney, they called it soot. And now, I don't know, I can't think. But they made something out of that. I haven't got mind enough to, been so long, I don't remember.
Yes, ma'am.
You
were talking about vegetables a minute ago. What are some of the vegetables that you grow around here?
Oh, you grow everything. You grow onions and carrots and peas and beans and potatoes, spinach, turnip greens, and all kinds of vegetables.
What about some different kinds of beans?
Well, we used to have a wax bean. And then we used to have a green bean, but we had a wax bean they called a golden wax. And then we had a long snap bean that we called Kentucky Wonders. Oh, they were, you could grow them here. And then we had the old-timey pinto beans.
Is that right?
And then we made, within in the